time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman. We've got a lot. There's always a lot that's going on in Helper, but it's like the summer's right around the corner and things are starting to kick into high gear in Helper, and we've got a lot to talk about. Lanise, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for always having me to talk about Helper and what's going on. I really appreciate it.
I always say it, anytime. Helpers, we always love to talk about Helper and price and every little thing that's going on around the area. First up, because it just popped into my head, the Helper pool. We're going to have a season this year, and when's it going to start?
It will start Memorial Day weekend. That's our traditional opening, and we are good to go.
So are we opening the Friday? Is that the 27th, 28th?
I'm not completely sure if it's that Friday or Saturday, but definitely that weekend. I know that's traditional, our traditional opening of the pool.
And we are good to go, and we're going to get a season of the Helper pool this year.
Yes, you are.
All right, and then just before that, got a big deal going on Main Street on the 28th. That's the day after graduation. Let's talk about the grad night party up there in Helper.
Sure. That was an event that Kenny Driggs, who is the owner-operator of West Coast Show Support, really came to the city and said, can we do something for the kids? You know, it's been an unusual year, a tough year on everyone. So we thought that was a great idea. The city council embraced it. We went to local area businesses who have funded that, and he will have some great DJs from the West Coast playing music, some live music acts with Peak, and just really trying to open things up and have the kids have a good time, but be safe.
And it's going to be right there on Main Street. It's free, correct?
It's totally free. There'll be food trucks. I know I have a 17-year-old, and she just wants to know if there's food and dancing. So
that's it.
So we're good to go.
And when they get older, I just care about whether there's food or not. That's it. So that's coming up on Friday night. What time does that start, and how late does it go?
It starts about 8 and goes till midnight.
Okay, so they've got that coming up. A lot of fun up there. And I noticed on, I think it was the first Friday's web page or Facebook page or something like that, they're looking for volunteers. Is that right? If you're looking to maybe give some time and go up there and kind of chaperone, so to speak?
Yes, that's correct. They've started a sign-up sheet. It's online, and they're looking just for chaperones. They broke it up into two shifts. Again, it's about keeping the kids safe while they're having a good time.
Okay. And then right around the corner is another First Friday event, and I went to the last one, and it was so nice to see people out on Main Street and having a good time. Is that kind of the response that you got from it as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, as we move through the pandemic, people are being vaccinated. You know, we're seeing those counts go down. That's wonderful news for Helper and all of Carbon County. And it's just time to bring people back together to enjoy each other and to visit and catch up. It's amazing.
And get out and have fun. As I said, there's another one coming up that first Friday in June. That's the great thing about it is you're never that far away from a first Friday. So get ready for that one. And then something that's different for this year that you're going to try, it's called Saturday Vibes. And give us a little background into it. We're going to actually talk to the lady that's in charge of it a little later on this week. But let's just get a little background on Saturday Vibes.
Sure. Kim Kuhn is actually an event planner and runs the Park Silly Market up in Park City that occurs on every Sunday throughout the summer months. So she stumbled on Helper a few years ago, was really excited about things going on there, and has decided to try to bring in a new event. It will occur, I believe there are 8 Saturdays throughout the summer where she'll have live bands, vendors in the park, food vendors, beer and wine. So she is really going to make some things happen and help her. We're excited to have it happen.
It sounds like it's going to be a very fun event. Then another couple events that are coming up before we get to talk about the big one. You were telling me August 11th. The Utah Symphony's coming to town. When was that going to be, down at the Rio, or they got room for them in there? Where's that going to be?
Actually, they're going to bring a portable stage. We're going to do a free outdoor concert with the Utah Symphony. We're so excited to have that happen. We're finalizing plans based on stage size, actually, but we anticipate the stage being set across Main Street, and then we'll have beach chairs for the patrons that they bring down, chairs beyond that, and bleachers so that you can look down Main Street, see the beautiful Balance Rock, and listen to the symphony. So we're excited about that.
That'll be a lot of fun. More information on that one as it gets a little closer. And then, of course, it always seems like Helper has got something going on the public works side. So let's talk about some grant money that you got coming up. And it's, of course, going into that river project.
Yes. So phase six, which is our most ambitious phase, it's costing about $1 million to $2 million. So we received another $225,000 from the Watershed Restoration Initiative. They have been a strategic partner throughout all of these phases. It's wonderful to work with them. They're excited about the work we've been able to do with the funding they give us. And that's just getting us a little closer to our goal. And, you know, it's going to happen. We're going to start seeing some work, we believe, this winter.
Okay, so there's that one. And then another one that's a little bit closer on June 16th. You're going to have some a day up there at the cemetery that this lady's going to come down and show you how to do some different things there with headstones and things like that, kind of almost like a work day at the cemetery. So let's talk about that as well.
Sure. So I submitted a grant for the Helper Cemetery, and we hope to hear about that shortly. But we got connected to a state resource who actually offered to come and check out the cemetery. And I expressed how our older flat headstones, they're not sinking, the soil is building up around them, because when you think about a headstone in place, you know, in 1902, it, you know, things have happened. So she graciously volunteered to come and work with us and show us how we can lift those. And we're going to start that June 16th at 10 a.m. And people are welcome if they just want to learn about the process or participate. You know, I think it'll be a wonderful thing, and I'd love to get that accomplished for those older placeholders that we have for our citizens.
Okay, so we've got all of that coming up, and then the big one. Let's talk about the Arts Festival. It's going to be, you know, we didn't have it last year, bigger and better this year, and that means there's going to be a lot of people, too. So how are we coming along and planning for the Arts Festival this year?
Things are moving along great. Jacqueline Ruiz is the new festival director, and I believe it's going to be a stellar year. We, you know, it'll be August 20th, 21st, 22nd. We have already connected with Price City and Culture Connection, and we'll be having a band on Main Street that Thursday night to kick things off. So we're just looking forward to a great event and a lot of good times.
Always, always a lot of fun up there in Helper. So I always say, you know, if you haven't been to Helper in the last couple of months, you haven't been to Helper. There's always something that's changing or going on up there. If people are interested or want to find out some more information, you guys have a great Facebook page, don't you? Where's that located?
You can look at Helper City. There's also It's Happening in Helper. There's a First Fridays, and they're all very great about sharing information among all of the Helper Facebook pages. So that's a great place to look.
All right. Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman, thank you so much for taking out the time to come and see us today. We're going to let you get back to the business that is Helper, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this interview or other interviews, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.